Now, he was a wino, tried and true, done about everything there is to do. He worked on freighters and he'd worked in bars. He worked on farms and he'd worked on cars. Well, it was white port that put that look in his eye. Grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on the curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He says every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet. And then he lost the thread and his mind got cluttered and the words just rolled off down the gutter. Well, he was the elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell, and he's old, years beyond his time. No thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he said, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you has just begun. And then he told me the story I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. How he could cut through the years to the very night that it ended in a whorehouse fight. She turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. Now it's been 17 years right in line, and he ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many days of fighting the weather, and too many nights not being together. So he died. Through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl in a door and an address in Dallas, nothing more. The welfare people provided the priest. The couple from the mission down the street sang Amazing Grace. No one cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left, and she's standing there, the black veil covering the silver hair. Old one-eyed John said her name was Alice. She used to be a whore in Dallas. So let him roll. Lord, let him roll. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Just you let him roll. Roar. He always said that heaven was just a Dallas whore. Just you let him roar. Lord, let him roar. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Thank you. Daryl Scott. I heard an interesting little piece of wisdom yesterday, or it wasn't yesterday. You know, it's the early bird that gets the worm, but it's the second mouse that gets the cheese.